Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Tonight's episode, The Haunted Doll on the Shelf. A haunted doll shouldn't be sold without a warning. Vicky was the assistant manager at a very large second-hand store in Portland, Oregon. The store received unwanted items to resell on a daily basis. Sometimes people would bring items into the store to sell on consignment, but most of the stuff was simply donated. They would often be called to pick up items by the truckload after a large garage sale. We sold everything from clothes, kitchen appliances, lawnmowers, and furniture. One of our best-selling items is toys. Our store had two sections. The front of the store is where we display and sell items to the general public. The back of the store was for employees only. This is where we collected items for sale. We would also use the back of the store to repair, clean, and price items before putting them out for sale. We have regular customers who come in every day. Many of our customers buy items to resell on eBay and Amazon. We have more than 100 of these types of customers. Our customers usually specialize in certain items such as clothes, toys, kitchen items, or furniture. They often buy by the hundreds of items at a time. We had one customer, Jim, who only bought DVD players and microwave ovens and VCRs that were broken. He would get these items extremely cheap, like for a dollar, and then he would fix the items up and resell them on Craigslist. We had a special section in the back of the store where we piled up all of the broken electronics, and Jim would come in and take the entire pile each week. How we acquired our haunted doll. Catherine Snyder was a doll collector. She had more than 500 dolls in her collection. Catherine would visit our store about once a week to look for new dolls. She also bought many dolls on eBay. One day, we found out that Catherine had passed away. Her family contacted us to see if we would be willing to sell her doll collection. Catherine seemed to be too young to die of natural causes. She was only about 50 years old. I was later told that she stumbled and fell down a flight of stairs in her home and broke her neck. We dispatched our truck to her house and picked up all of her dolls. Most of them were in great shape because she kept them clean and repaired the ones that were broken. All we had to do is tag them and put them out on the sales floor. Many of her dolls were originally purchased at our store, so we had an idea concerning their value. We ended up buying her entire doll collection so that we could resell them. I remember Janet, one of our employees, talking about the dolls as she was tagging them for resale. It was kind of funny because she was actually talking to the dolls, saying things like, "Well, welcome back," or "I remember you." And then she came upon the haunted doll and said, "Oh, here's a new one. I don't remember you at all." The first clue that we were in possession of a haunted doll. It was Janet who placed many of the dolls that were tagged on the shelves in the front of the store. These dolls started selling right away. We ran a special ad in the newspaper about acquiring the entire doll collection, which drew many doll collectors into our store. One of our customers mentioned that Catherine had a blog where she listed each doll in her collection, and to our surprise, her blog was still active. So we used the blog to learn more about her dolls. This information was very useful in determining the value of each doll. We saw a particular creepy-looking doll that was listed as a haunted doll. Janet said, "I had no idea Catherine collected haunted dolls." But there it was on her blog, and now we have it in our store. Catherine said, "I don't really believe in haunted dolls." We read about the haunted doll from Catherine's blog and learned that it was purchased from a fire sale from a nearby town. Catherine bought the doll from a family who owned the house that was burnt down. This family warned Catherine that this doll was haunted. In fact, they believed that the doll had something to do with the house burning down. In her blog, Catherine first thought the haunted doll theory was ridiculous, but then she mentioned several instances concerning the doll which changed her mind. Catherine also wrote about how the doll seemed to move on its own. She remembered leaving the doll in a certain place. Later, she would see that the doll had moved several feet. She noted that it was strange how the doll seemed unscathed from the fire while everything else had smoke damage. We placed our doll on the shelf for sale but didn't mention anything about it being haunted. This was actually a very valuable antique doll. We did some research and found that this doll was probably made in Germany around the early 1900s. We removed the doll from the toy section and put it into the antique section and priced it at $75. Our opinion was that the doll would bring a higher price among the other antique items. Our doll had the sleepy eye feature, so when you placed the doll on its back, the eyes would close. Back in the early 1900s, dolls were mostly made out of wood, so the sleepy eye feature was considered high-tech. Our doll was on the shelf for about a week when a lady screamed. Well, I thought she was having a heart attack. I ran back to the antique section, and this lady claimed that the doll's head turned and looked at her when she walked by, and it blinked. She was mad at us for rigging up a doll to scare people. And I assured her that we didn't do things like that. The lady left her half-filled shopping cart and walked out of the store. I thought this lady was a little crazy, but then it happened again. At this time, it wasn't so dramatic. One of our regular customers came up to the front cashier and asked, "Why are you trying to scare customers with a remote-controlled doll?" Well, I told my manager, "We need to get rid of this freaky doll." So we agreed to put the doll back into the toy section with the other dolls and get rid of it. I remember seeing the doll in someone's cart. After the customer bought the doll and left the store, all of the employees started cheering. Finally, it's gone and out of our way, and now we can get back to our normal lives. But I had no idea that the other employees were talking so much about this haunted doll. During a lunch break, I sat down with several other employees and learned that each one of them had a creepy personal experience with the doll. One of them even claimed that the doll started whispering at her while she was walking by. She didn't say anything because she believed that we would think she was crazy and maybe fire her. I assured her, "Your job is secure, and now that the doll is gone and out of our lives, everything was back to normal, and the haunted doll was soon forgotten." But our collection crew brings the haunted doll back. We have a few collection boxes located around town where people can leave unwanted clothes and small items. About once a week, we have a collection team that empties the boxes and brings the stuff back to the store for processing, cleaning, repairs, and listing. In one of our collection boxes, we stumbled across our doll again. Oh, God, no, the haunted doll was back. The entire staff groaned just at the thought of having to deal with this doll again. I asked if anybody wanted to take the doll home with them, and of course, no one volunteered. This haunted doll was like a living nightmare, and we just couldn't get rid of it. One of our customers, who does psychic readings, replied, "You know, haunted dolls choose you. You don't choose them." She also mentioned that if you simply threw the doll away or tried to destroy the doll, that it would haunt you forever. Oh, great. That's just what I needed to hear. I talked to my manager, and we decided to just store the doll in the back room with a bunch of other dolls. It was causing too many problems on the sales floor. If someone ever asked about a haunted doll, we were to sell it for them for a dollar. Crazy things started happening each night in the back of the store. I would unlock the door in the next morning and go into the back room where the doll was and find that the other dolls were scattered all over the floor, except for the haunted doll, which seemed to be smiling. Things happen like this on a regular occurrence. Well, one night, I was closing up the store and I heard someone giggling in the back. It freaked me out because I thought, someone is still in the store. I actually called the police, and they showed up in less than 3 minutes and checked out the store, but no one was there. It's inventory time at the store. This was something that I was dreading. Since I was the assistant manager, I had to do the inventory. We had to do this once a year for tax purposes. This means that I had to spend the night at the store and count everything, including the haunted doll. I was allowed to pick one employee to help me, so I asked Janet, and she said, okay. Now, what made things worse was that there was a big storm that night, with lots of thunder and lightning. We have an emergency generator at the store, so if our power does go out, we will still have limited lighting. But about 2 a.m., all hell broke loose. Someone or something turned on a radio in the back of the room. It scared the crap out of us. How did that radio just start playing? Well, it turns out that that radio was a clock radio, and the alarm was set for 2 a.m. Well, I guess somebody was testing an old radio and didn't unplug it. It's even possible that this happens every night, but no one is here to hear it. Well, that freaked us out, as you can imagine. So we unplugged the radio and went on with our inventory. We even joked about what happened and how it scared us. Just as things started settling down, we heard glass breaking in the back of the store. We investigated and found a large glass picture frame smashed on the floor. We looked up and saw our haunted doll sitting on a shelf all alone. Everything else on the shelf was pushed off onto the floor. Janet said, "That's it. I'm done. I'm leaving." And, well, I'm certainly not going to stay here by myself, so we both decided to leave. As we were locking the front door to leave, we heard the radio come back on again. We both screamed in terror, for we knew that we had unplugged the radio just an hour earlier. We finally got rid of the haunted doll. The next morning, I called the manager and told her about what had happened. I said, "Either that doll has to leave or I'm going to quit, and so are most of the other employees." The manager agreed, and we placed an ad on eBay and stated that this was really a haunted doll. We started the bidding at one penny, and to our surprise, people started bidding on it like crazy. It was just a one-day auction, and by the end of the day, the doll was sold for a whopping $124. I was shocked. Whoever bought that doll had better be prepared to deal with it. Our haunted doll was sold as is, no returns and no refunds.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror.
Ha 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 ha